folks. We are live May 28th, Thursday, 2009. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Here we go on the journey to really 8 hours of radio. I did an hour on another radio program today as well. And I'm a Tucker Thomas. I'm not going to lie. We're going to be taking your calls, 866-582-9933. But we're also going to go through some stories that we didn't get to in the Alex Jones Show earlier today. Now, I do want to build on the lead story of the day. Will EMT law protect paramedics? Now, this may have been the reason that the officer stopped choking the gentleman. If you don't know what I'm talking about and you missed the Alex Jones Show today, we will play you the clip. It's over at theinfowarrior.com right now of the police altercation pulling over an ambulance. Really, I just don't see how they're the good guys here in any way, shape, or form. Even the driver, you can tell, just can't believe what's happening. Seriously, just it is beyond words. And he's putting his head down. He's like, yeah, okay. He thinks it's over. They all think it's over. And then the gentleman that they actually have the physical altercation with, he's the guy who was telling the son to stop taping and just calm down. Don't get crazy. Well, is this the law? Will EMT law protect paramedics? A new law in Oklahoma makes it a felony to attack or injure emergency medical technicians. But will the law really protect them? In Oklahoma last year, 14 EMSA paramedics were attacked while on the job. 8 of those were in Tulsa and 6 in Oklahoma City. Captain James Postek is an EMSA supervisor. He was one of the ones who was attacked here in Tulsa. It doesn't always have to be a violent scene for one of our people to get assaulted, he says, or it can be a medical call. That's what happened to him when he tried to help a patient that had overdosed on drugs. It turned ugly, Postek said. She didn't want to go with us. We had to have the police in, and she ended up putting a cigarette out on my hand. Well, obviously, what we saw today was much worse than a cigarette out on the hand by a drug addict. I mean, oh, man. When paramedics came to work in Tulsa, they train on the latest medical procedures. They also learn how to protect themselves against violence, how to enter a scene safely, what the danger signs are, and how to make an exit with the least possible damage if you do come up against someone who is violent. I don't think they were really ready for the police to get violent with them. Again, there's somebody in the back. They're on the way to the hospital. They need medical attention. What do the police do? Oh, let's hold everybody over and act like a big tough guy. And when they're not the big tough guy, when the other EMS worker is clearly the tougher of the gentlemen, they kind of back off. And I don't know what they're thinking. They're going to arrest the EMS worker who is the only person tending to the woman on the stretcher. So, of course, in the next segment, we're going to play that all for you one more time. We're going to take your calls, 866-582-9933. Let's finish up with this article here. I would like to think so, and I'm optimistic that it will deter and prevent, says Postek, but obviously these people are out doing these types of things are probably not going to be really aware of it. Well, I don't know if the cops were aware that they were on a power trip, but maybe they'll watch the video and realize it. We certainly hope it works. Part of this goes to giving EMTs the respect they deserve and put them on an even playing level with other emergency responders who have had this protection for several years. Representative Marianne Cooksey of Edmond authored the legislation. She says there was no single incident that prompted the new law. Well, if there was an incident that really made the new law worthy, it's this one. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, 866-582-9933.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway, Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
All right, folks, we are back, and we're going to go to Rodney, Mike, Cody, Samuel, Spencer, and more in just a moment. But first, I just want to play this entire clip. I'm not even going to... Well, we don't have the clip ready? Oh, okay. That's right. You're messing with that. We were supposed to have a guest on. We are going to have a guest coming up. We're looking forward to having the guest, actually. It's a young man who actually had loose change banned in his school, and I'm sure his is not an isolated incident. We also have a very interesting Bilderberg clip coming up. We played a really good one yesterday, and we're going to play an even more interesting one, in my opinion, today. But it looks like we do have that clip. Now, I'm going to just play this without my commentary whatsoever for the PrisonPlanet.tv audience. I guess I'll have to say some words when it's a little downtime. But you're going to hear the major altercations. I'm going to let you guys judge for yourselves one last time. Hit it.
This is me. This highway patrolman pulled my mom's ambulance over because he's mad we didn't pull over. And he's trying to arrest the police, the AEMT, from taking my mother to the hospital. This is me. This highway patrolman pulled my mom's ambulance over because he's mad we didn't pull over. And he's trying to arrest the police, the AEMT, from taking my mother to the hospital. Let's get this all on camera right now. Let me get the car number here.
Makes his way around, gets the plate. Now here's where we first see just a little bit of action.
That's all.
See right there, the gentleman that ends up getting choked says, don't get involved. Now you can tell the lead guy is getting upset, and the cop just saw the camera for the first time. He does not like that he is being camera phoned. Now this is when...
Do what your mama says.
Now you think it's about to be over?
You are under arrest. Okay, you are under arrest. I'll get in there. I'll get in there.
And if you saw that, he does immediately say, when you're under arrest, you're under arrest. Now, if he had bowed down, he would have been under arrest. He says, no, there's a state law. He did, quote unquote, I guess, resist arrest. But he didn't get arrested. They had nothing to arrest him for. They didn't arrest him when he got to the hospital and the woman was being attended by other paramedics. Do you understand? And we just read you the state law from the EMTs. So again, you decide. The video is up over at theinfowarrior.com. Plenty of articles over at Prison Planet and InfoWars. All right, Rodney in Kentucky, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Good to talk to you again, man. I guess I just must be a magnet for these idiots. I've spoke to you before. I'm the guy that was at the restaurant, got to meet Demolition Incorporated.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, yesterday, it's funny that you had this on because I was going to call. This will take probably about 2 minutes. I'll make it as quick as I can. I know you got a lot of other callers. I was coming home. My dad's in the hospital, had a heart attack. I'm coming home. I'm in my mom and dad's car. They just happened to drive a Cadillac. It's kind of funny about how I ended up in their car. But anyway, so I stop at a hotel to check my email, have my computer with me. I pull out, see a cop go in front of me. So I take off down the road. Get to the end of the road, make a left, look up, the cop is behind me. Somehow this joker got behind me, followed me out of the hotel, pulls me over, says, in Kentucky we have a seatbelt law. Evidently I neglected to put my seatbelt back on after I had turned around to check my email. Well, he comes up and I'm trying to cooperate, be just as cool as I can about this, you know, and he's asking me, you know, a bunch of questions, and three times, you got any drugs? Alcohol, guns, weapons, knives. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. He asked me this three different times. I happened not to have my driver's license on me because I'd left it in my car. Had to give him my name and all my papers and ID and everything. Well, he asked me before he went back there. He was like, you know, Mr. Morgan, if you got a little marijuana on, you can tell me about it right now. We can go ahead and take care of this, and it won't be any big deal. But if we search your car and you got a lot in here now, you're going to be in trouble. Now, at the same time, my nine-month-old son's in the car seat in the back asleep. No, sir, you know, I don't have any marijuana. So he goes back, and he had asked me, you know, have you ever been in trouble for drugs or alcohol in your life? I was like, no, sir. So when he comes back, I was like, did everything check out? And he said, well, yeah. He said, I thought you said you'd never been in trouble before. And I was like, well, I haven't, sir. What about that DUI? And that's when I kind of lost. I was like, let me tell you something, man. I was like, that was 3.5 years ago, and by the way, it's none of your damn business. And then he started in on where have you been, where are you going, and then that's when I kind of let him have it about it's none of his business. Why are you harassing me? What's the deal about the marijuana? And then one of his buddies in the sheriff's car pulls up out there and kind of like, I guess he thought I didn't see him sneaking around the car looking around, and I guess he just got tired of talking to me for a minute after I told him it wasn't none of his damn business, told me to go on my way then.
Yeah, it's just incredible that, oh, you had a DUI 3.5 years ago. That's the only blemish on your record. And he's asking about marijuana.
Why'd I lie to him?
Yeah, why'd you lie to him? Oh, because as soon as you say, well, yes, officer, actually, I have had a DUI. Get out of the car. Probable cause right there. Another 45 minutes to an hour. And then God knows what other charges they're going to trump up on you. You might be resisting, sir. You know, who knows? Who knows with these people? They're madmen at times. You know, you want to give these people the benefits of the doubt. When you see videos like this, it's awfully hard. Appreciate the call, Rodney. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the line. Yes, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'm having a problem, dude. I'm an ex-Marine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything on my record. Mm-hmm. I've been arrested once already. No Miranda rights or anything. And they put me, Baker acted me and put me in an institution, tried to give me drugs and stuff, and they've been knocking at my door. They're knocking on it tonight, and they just call up Robert. They don't announce themselves as the officer of the law, and they don't leave no cards, but they keep knocking all the time.
Well, what is this stemming from? What are they saying? What are they saying they're coming to see you for?
Nothing. They just come to my window and say, Robert. They don't even call my last name.
Why does it say that your name's Mike on my thing if your name's Robert?
It's Robert Michael.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you don't know why the police are harassing you at all?
Not really.
Do you know them personally?
What's going on? I don't know what's going on, okay, but I've been listening to the radios and you know, and they're targeting
ex-military.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if that is the case, you got to arm yourself with the only weapon that really counts at this point, and that's a camera.
What is it?
And it's a camera. I mean, you got to start filming these people. Like, why are you coming to my house? You know, little handy cam.
I can't. I'll tell you why. I'm the guy that's trapped inside the house, okay? I can't make a move. I'm playing a song from Chopin, and it just continues to loop and loop. They keep coming. I can't make a sound. They're just calling, okay, but I'm not there. All right,
Mike, I thank you for the call. You're getting a little wacky on me. You're talking about Chopin, looping calls, can't leave your house. I mean, you can leave your house, I promise, and you can get a camera, I promise. So you could call someone and have them bring you a camera if you truly think that you're trapped in your house. So that's the problem. There are some people out there that are complete schizophrenics. And, you know, I don't know Mike. I don't know, you know, his background. I know that he just told me he was a military man, but then he started going into what I would call schizophrenia and lunacy. And, you know, I mean, how do you deal with something like that? Cody in Oklahoma, you're online.
Hey, thanks, Jason, for having me. I really appreciate it.
You got it.
Okay, I have a couple of things. Number one, I want to let you know I'm the guy that's supplying you with the info for the CQC hack.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I've compiled the last bit of it, and I've given it to you on a link on your MySpace.
Excellent. Cool. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get to it tonight because I am obviously exhausted, but I will definitely check it out tomorrow. And, you know, if it turns out to be, I'd like to see who's funding what, if you will.
No problem. And if I get more info, I'll definitely hook you up.
Excellent.
Pure hacktivism.
Anyway. You're a domestic extremist, my friend, and who knows? You know, I'm a member of the alternative media. I guess we're two extremist terrorists.
Oh, most definitely. I love it. Anyways, second thing, I'm here in Tulsa, okay, and I need to let you know that this is not the only isolated incident that this has happened in. This has happened here in Tulsa. They're actually already infiltrating people's houses and taking their guns. If you have more than 6 firearms registered under your name, they're coming to your house. I've seen it happen in my neighborhood. There's people getting their weapons taken away. There's people that are going to gun stores and mass buying ammo, and they're getting pulled over on the side of the road, just like that guy in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? They got to document the case. Listen, the camera is the new weapon. And, you know, if people don't stand up and say this happened to me, it just kind of goes into the background, into the darkness. And we need those people to step forward and say, you know, how their guns were taken, who came to take them, what statutes that they tried to cite to say that they were no longer allowed to own them. Thank you for the call, Cody. We're going to go to Samuel, Spencer, Carl, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, and TheInfoWarrior.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Wanted to get this one out. I didn't get to read this on the air today while I was doing the Jones Show. Swine flu fear out of proportion. An infectious disease expert says fears about the spread of swine flu are out of proportion to the threat posed by the disease. The people who are not showing symptoms do not need to be quarantined. Really? So if you're not showing symptoms of, you know, dying or severe flu, you don't need to be quarantined? Really? No kidding. Oh, could clearer heads prevail? This is out of ABC News. Let's hope so. The number of cases in Australia is approaching 90 today. Ooh. But Australian National University microbiologist Peter Collinan says the virus is no worse than annual influenza strains. Thank you. Of course it's not. It doesn't even have a death toll what the CDC says a natural influenza strain is. Do you understand? I don't actually think this particular strain appears from the data to be worse than what we have predictably seen every year. My major concern is about what's happening in the fear being out of proportion to what the data shows. Professor Collinan says swine flu will inevitably spread around Australia this year, but there is no need to be alarmed. It is actually similar to what's been circulating for the last 90 years. It is an H1N1 strain, which was first introduced around 1918. And more importantly, in the U.S. in particular, if you're over age 35 or 40, you have a very slight chance of catching it. The people who are younger because they don't have immunity from getting those natural infections seem more susceptible. The good news is they're not getting seriously ill either. So again, this swine flu hype, big time hype. Big time hype. Let's pray there's no level 6. Let's pray there's no mandatory shots. Let's pray there's no pandemic. And let's pray there's no more fear-mongering in the media. Let us pray. All right, Samuel in Florida, you're on the line, sir. Yes, Samuel.
Jason?
Yes.
What's up, man? I wanted to tell you something about the swine flu and about my school that they're doing stuff about.
Oh, let's hear it.
They were sending in letters to the parents about the swine flu, like trying to recommend taking the swine flu vaccine.
Before it's even out, right? They're saying, oh, the swine flu is getting around, and by this next flu season, your child may need to be inoculated 3 times.
Yeah, and I go to middle school.
It's unbelievable. And you know what? Most of the teachers are probably going to take it because they're so brainwashed. What you need to show your parents in contention and some of your teachers is that really 19% of the population in polls says they'll take it at this point. And you need to show them. What you really need to show them is show them the new Mayo Clinic study out of, I think it's Minnesota, where they did a study on people who took the regular flu shot. You know what it showed? If you took the regular flu shot, you were 3 times more likely to get the flu or another illness. I'm not making it up. Why in the world would you take a shot 3 times more likely to get you sick? It sounds insane. Am I wrong?
Nope, you're not.
All right, that's the definition of insanity. Yeah, give me a shot so I have 3 times the likelihood of being infected. Go ahead, Samuel.
Yeah, and I wanted to say some more about things about my school, like how you have to get, when you go to lunch, the cafeteria, you get your food, you have to get thumb scans to get your school lunch.
Oh, you've got the lovely biometric thumb scanners in your school.
Yes.
Oh, that's just so delicious. Have they asked you for a retinal ID or your DNA yet? I'm sure they've got your DNA.
I'm pretty sure we're going to do that soon. and when I was talking to the cafeteria lady about this, I'm saying, why do we need to get thumb scans, not just have a lunch account and, just give a number? And then she was just start laughing and say, oh, you're paranoid. Why are you getting so paranoid about this?
Oh, yeah, she's trained. Obviously, she's a very intelligent woman. She's a lunch lady. She's really educated herself. And I'm not here to diss on lunch ladies. There are plenty of, kind of part-time working, stay-at-home moms that do a great job as the lunch ladies. But if she's going to knock you for saying, hey, biometric thumb scanning for my, GMO foods that the government is serving me in prisons because same people that serve you are the same people that get the prison contracts. Oh, delicious and nutritious food. Go check out Morgan Spurlock's picture, Supersize Me, has a great section about that. Yeah, the person serving that food having no idea that, they're pretty much poisoning the children. Yeah, they'll laugh it off. Yeah, she's really educated. Samuel, I thank you for the call. I think we're going to have this guest coming up in about, this next segment? Yeah, we're going to have this guest on next segment talking about how his school banned loose change. We might even take some callers in there as well. Spencer, Carl, Rob, Brian, and others. 866-582-9933. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. Back after these messages.
Drifting along in the same stale shoes.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Say the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Deliver a Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed.
That's right, Clutch. You bring it down. Before we go to our guest, I want to thank one of my great sponsors, Alex Jones, ringtones.net. Jonesin for Alex Jones, unhappy that the Burmy is in for, I think, three straight days, not getting your Jones fix. Well, there's an easy way to do it. Go to Alex Jones, ringtones.net. That's Alex Jones, ringtones.net. You can get the Obama sheep. 1 and 2, 9/11 was an inside job, the swine flu virus, the WHO, they're very cheap, they're very affordable. It's another great way, other than getting the shirts, handing out the videos, to get the message out about the info war. Someone hears a little blurb, hey, we got free podcasts over at Infowars.com. Oh, there's this other hat over at TheInfoWarrior.com. He's got a whole playlist. He does a free podcast, too. You check him out on YouTube. It's a great icebreaker, AlexJonesRingtones.net. All right, I want to thank my next guest. Contacted me over on the MySpace, for those that don't believe that I actually do maintain my own MySpace and Facebook. I do. It's tireless. I'm getting up to now like 200-300 messages between the two in a day, and it is getting very hard for me to go through the whole thing. But he caught me earlier in the week, and he was telling me how loose change had been banned in his school. His name is John Gualtieri. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. And he was attending West Ridge Academy in Salt Lake City, Utah. Why don't you just start from, you know, were you awake beforehand? Did somebody pass loose change onto you? Where was your awakening? And then how this all came to be, John? And thanks for coming in.
Well,
be on
you
the show.
Son? Hey, no problem.
Well, when I was attending West Church Academy, it was a religious background school, so we had a Bible studies class there.
Mm-hmm.
And my teacher, Mr. Bell, who was teaching at the time, had he would show us movies in class. And, you know, these movies would range from anything, you know, like it could be anything. And one day he decided to bring Loose Change. And he showed us.
Around what time period is this? Can you give me like a year? I mean, is this 05, 06, 07, 08? You know, how long ago was this?
This was 07.
07, okay, keep going.
And so he brought in the movie and he showed it to us during class. And but before this, he'd also showed us some other stuff. He had shown us Skull and Bones, you know, just the, you know, intro to conspiracy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it got the class really interested, and we were all, you know, asking him if he had any other movies or anything. And he said, yeah, well, I got this movie Loose Change. You know, I'm going to bring it in for you guys. And he ended up bringing it in for us. And pretty much everyone was shocked by the movie. Personally, I was, you know, mm-hmm. that was really the first time that I was woken up and realized kind of what was going on. Like, I've probably watched the film, like, 5 times since then. I absolutely love it. But it was in that classroom that I really found it out.
Now, this seems like a teacher that was really reaching out to his students if he was bringing in this type of material. And honestly, if you were going to some kind of a, you know, Christian academy, this guy seems like a true Christian, whereas a lot of Christians will proselytize for the Bush Boys and Newt Gingrich and all these other false prophets that act like they're Christians but then go to the Bohemian Grove in the summer. Obviously, your teacher was aware of a lot of their hypocrisy and dishonesty. So he's shown other things in class before, but this Loose Change thing seems to set off an alarm bell, or what happens? What happens after the classroom actually watches this, and now this is what's buzzing around the hallways?
Well, I remember for me, you know, as soon as it was over, pretty much everyone got up from their desks. We just started really talking about it. It spread like a tidal wave through campus. Like, everyone was talking about it. And it was really one of those things. It was kind of a protected environment, you know, this school. It was LDS, and I'm personally not LDS, which is Mormon. And a lot of the Mormons do have very conservative views. They really don't, you know, question their government at all, which was odd for this guy, because he was Mormon, and he did show us this film. But teachers started hearing about it. I personally started talking to teachers about it. I was talking to my friends about it, just everyone, you know, and pretty much trying to get the word out to everybody. But it definitely got around fast to even those who didn't watch it.
And with those who didn't watch it, did they immediately, I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier, but this kid who was in his middle school, he asked a thumb scan for his lunch, and, you know, he complained about it to the lunch lady, and she said, oh, you're not one of those paranoids, are you? Oh, you're not one of those kooks, are you? People who hadn't watched it, did they take that view and that attitude to those that were promoting it and trying to get people to at least look at the information?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they were definitely skeptical of it. Just because it was a small class, you know, it was only about 11 people. The school had about 150 to 200 kids, and you know, pretty much anybody who hadn't seen it was interested, or they really didn't care, or they, you know, thought that you know, it was just a stupid movie. And should I start going into how it actually got banned?
Yeah, I want to get into that in a second, but when you say that you were in a class of 11 kids, now, is this an all-day class? Is this somebody you're going to periods in? I mean, what, you said it was in 2007, so what, were you a junior or a senior?
I was actually a senior.
You were a senior. Okay, so is this the structure where you have 8 periods a day, and this was just like one of those periods, and he was showing it to multiple classrooms?
It was actually 4 periods a day that changed. 4 periods one day, 4 periods the next, different 4 periods the next day.
Okay, so in other words, he was showing this more than just your class. He probably spent a day showing this to several classes.
Yeah, he probably showed it to even at least 2 or 3 classes.
Okay.
But still, at the same time, that doesn't cover the whole of campus. There was still a lot of people who hadn't seen it, because most of the kids, some of the kids there, were Mormon, so they weren't required to take the Bible studies class, because that was the Christian class for those who weren't Mormon.
I gotcha. Well, it is interesting, the whole Mormon thing. A lot of people like to bash on Mormons, and personally, I don't like to go after organized religion as a whole. But, you know, one of the Mormons that I think is a true hero in this 9/11 truth movement is, of course, Dr. Stephen Jones, who makes an appearance in Loose Change Final Cut.
I was actually looking at that, and BYU had actually had a hearing case on him. And I actually tried to contact BYU about that, because it was actually, it was like an attack on freedom of speech. I don't know if you've looked into that, but BYU had a problem with him talking about that.
Oh, yeah, they actually they forced him into early retirement. I've had several dinners with Dr. Jones, interviewed him on several occasions, had him on several radio programs. I mean, the reason they really attacked him, not only because he was very open and honest about what he thought, he had actually done the experimentation that was disproving that the molten metal that was falling from the towers was aluminum and a mixture of furniture and office supplies, as the debunkers would have us believe. He was disproving the fireball theories all the way down. He was showing that the molten metal could only be caused in an environment of 2,700 degrees and higher. And he came up with the thermite-thermate hypothesis, which to this day is probably the best hypothesis out there. And this newest paper that just came out 3 or 4 months ago shows unexploded nano-thermite particles within the dust at the World Trade Center. So he is an anti-establishment individual that I think is taking not only his religion to heart, but his country to heart, showing that dissent is the biggest form of patriotism. Big ups to Stephen Jones. So let's start getting into how this Mr. Bell gets reprimanded and ultimately fired for this film.
Well, basically, this happened after they, not too long after they banned the movie. And I just wanted to go into, I had actually talked to my buddy today, because he was at the, institution longer than I was. Mm-hmm. He said that most of the teachers there were, in fact, you know, had some type of military background. Mm-hmm. Had served. In fact, the headmaster of the school, his name's Paul Keene. I contacted him today just to make sure that I had right what he did. He is a military police officer, and he's getting deployed this Monday. But he was the one who had heard. He had heard about it from other students that would come up to him and talk to him about it. And this caused a lot of controversy. You know, I remember I actually had a copy, and I tried to bring it into another room with the teacher, and he said that we couldn't be playing that anymore, that it wasn't allowed in the school, and that basically I needed to give it up. You know, it just wasn't allowed. It was basically contraband.
So they were telling you you couldn't even hand DVDs out to people or say, hey, take a look at this. Your free speech is totally quelled. It's like it was pornography or something.
Absolutely not. You cannot watch this movie. But, you know, I'm not sure. You know, I think it definitely has to do with the military influence of the school, because, in fact, there were a lot of people who had been in the military or had worked in some part of the government.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, those people are almost the last to want to believe this or even take a look at the information or give it even a moment other than to say, oh, that's not true. I love my country. I'm a true patriot. We need to kill these ragheads. Oh, maybe they say that under their breath. But, I mean, that is really the mentality, unfortunately. So it gets banned from the school. Now, you're not allowed to hand it out. You're not allowed to have it. It's contraband. It's like having, you know, marijuana or pornography or, you know, or a weapon. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's a documentary about free speech and what's really going on in this country, and especially about the most pivotal event in our lifetimes, and it continues to be. It continues to be the same reason that we have the DHS. It continues to be the same reason that we're in Afghanistan and Iraq and possibly going to go into Iran or maybe North Korea because the terrorists are going to get us. It's the reason these domestic lexicons are coming out. So it really is that pivotal event. It is that moment where everything supposedly changed. Now, they've banned it. What happens to this teacher?
Well, not too long after, I'd say about a month after he was relieved of his duty as a teacher, there was rumors going around. You know, whenever a rumor goes around, you think something's up, because there were all sorts of different stories. You know, there were stories that he hit a kid, which I was in his class for at least 4 months. I never saw him lay a finger on one kid.
Was he generally a liked teacher? I mean, anybody that would, you know, provide movies like this and try to talk to students and get them interested in this subject matter seems to me like, you know, he has a broader understanding of how to relate to his students. You know, there are teachers out there you can't stand to be around. You can't wait for the class to get over. And then there are other ones that you feel more comfortable with. Was he generally someone that, you know, students felt a little bit more comfortable with, that they could relate to?
Oh, definitely. Well, it was one of those things, you know, that kids would talk about, you know, after class or between classes, or, you know, gee, I wish I was in this guy's class right now, because it wouldn't be so much curriculum. It wasn't so much studying the Bible and all this, you know, because for me, I'm not a Christian, so that's not what really interested me. But when he showed this film, you know, that's really when you know, things started to click. I got really interested in the class, and we started, you know, because before we had just watched normal movies, you know, just anything. And then he started showing us, because he started showing it on the internet, and then he brought in the movie, and that's what really sparked things up.
So, all right, he again, it gets banned, and then they let him go. All these rumors circulate. Did they just find a replacement for him for the rest of the semester? Did they let him go through the rest of the semester at all? Was it basically just one day he was poof, gone? He didn't even know it was coming. What happened?
Well, that's basically what happened. Kids are starting noticing him to pack and stuff. I actually noticed him packing. All his books were on one side of the classroom, you know. It just didn't look like his desk was that full of stuff. And you know, kids were asking him, you know, what's going on? Are you leaving? And he just, you know, he wouldn't really talk about it that much. So that's kind of, you know, what started to, you know, make me question it. And then also, like, just the, you know, the seriousness of the situation that the school is taking on it. How they were saying, you know, no, we don't want this movie being shown on campus, you know. And I don't know if that has to do with the Mormon conservative values or the fact that, you know, Paul King was in the military.
Well, it's probably a combination of both.
Combination
because
of both, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, those people that are ultra-religious, you know, I've talked to many a person at some of these rallies and whatnot, and I'll ask them, especially if they're super religious, and when Bush was in president, do you believe that George Bush is a man of God? And they'll look me in the eye and they'll say, well, you know, he might not make all the good decisions, but I do believe he's a good Christian man trying to do the right thing. And then I say to them, really, have you ever heard of Skull and Bones? No, what's that? And you explain to him, well, actually, him, his father's father, and his father's father's father actually are in this secret society, 15 of the most powerful young men from Yale in their junior year sort of pledge. They make it out to be a fraternity, but you can actually see the rituals that they do, and they're in, you know, pop culture, they're in The Good Shepherd and other, you know, mainline movies. And I say, they actually say that they worship Satan and they do mock human sacrifices. And then they'll look at you like you're nuts. But if you're smart and you have, you know, an iPhone or a video phone, oh, well, let me show you. And all of a sudden you're bringing up ABC News on your phone and you just see their eyes light up. And then you tell them maybe about the Bohemian Grove. You hit them up with that information first and you know they're going to check that out. That's when I usually slide the ultra religious people a loose change or a fabled enemies or, you know, something about 9/11, something about really other subject matter outside of them being really hypocritically
Definitely. And in fact, I would say it's especially hard out here to really, you know, open people's eyes, just the culture of Salt Lake City. But I just want to cover something else. When I was up at the University of Utah, I don't know if you noticed, but we get chemtrails here like mad. It's just madness. And one day I was filming with my camera phone, filming the chemtrails. I think it was sometime in November. I'm not sure. But, maintenance was coming around, this guy that works for maintenance on campus, and he said, hey, man, have you ever heard of Alex Jones? And I said, because he saw that I was filming the chemtrails, and we started talking about chemtrails, and from there he asked me if I ever heard about Alex Jones, and I said, well, no, you know, and he said, well, you should look him up sometime on YouTube, check out Bohemian Grove and stuff, and it was just as simple as that. You know, as soon as he told me that, I went back to my room, I got on Google, I typed it in, went to YouTube, and watched some of Alex's stuff, and then, you know, just went on from there.
And so where are you in all this? I mean, obviously you've seen a lot of the movies. Have you seen Loose Change Final Cut? Have you seen Fabled Enemies, Endgame? What are some of the other videos now, you know, that have brought you around to really realizing there's a bigger picture out there?
Well, I like I said, I started out with Loose Change. That was the very first one other than the Skull and Bones deal. And I think there was another one, the taser incident in Florida. You know, because I'm a big fan of freedom of speech. But I've seen parts of Loose Change 2 and Final Cut, and the one film I really liked a lot was Zeitgeist.
Beware of the sequels to Zeitgeist. I'll tell you this: I really do enjoy the first Zeitgeist. I think he really gets a lot of the first part wrong in the sense that, you know, he declares there's no chance that Christ existed. And again, I'm not religious. I'm not going to tell you that, you know, Christ is the Savior and, you know, I have all the answers to the universe. But, you know, throughout history, when, you know, big religious movements change, they always tend to adopt the dates and practices of the earlier popular religions. So I think that's really what that first part shows, is that paganism really has worked its way into Christianity. In other words, December 25th obviously isn't the day that Christ was supposedly born, and the Christmas tree is a pagan tradition. It has nothing to do with Christianity. You'll find the same thing with the Easter bunny and Easter eggs, and throughout really Christian mythology. And well, I don't want to say, I'm going to get in trouble for that. When I say Christian mythology, I'm saying the amalgamation of pagan religions into the Bible. And,
yeah,
you know, exactly. And you gotta look at it at that perspective. You're like, okay, well, they are into astrology and they do believe in a new age, and the age of Aquarius is coming and the age of Pisces is ending. Final segment with John Gualtieri. After this, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. We're going to go to your calls in the next segment. This is the last segment with John. And we were really discussing some of the other movies that he's checked out after Loose Change was banned in his school. John, you're a young guy. You know, you're, I would guess, you know, if that was in 2007, you're about 20, 22 years old, somewhere in there. And what are you doing now? I mean, do you continue to tell people about this stuff? Do you burn DVDs? Do you speak your mind? I mean, are you a true info warrior? Obviously, you're talking to me. So tell me what actions you've taken since kind of waking up.
Yeah, definitely. Well, what I'm trying to get going right now is I've been on some websites posting ads, trying to get an activist group together, which I just posted about 2 weeks ago. I don't know. You probably heard of We Are Change, right?
Oh, of course. I always promote We Are Change on the program. And if you're out there listening, wondering what you can do or saying, Jason, I just don't know how I can network with other people, Dan at WeAreChange.org. Email Dan at WeAreChange.org, and he'll get you started with your own chapter of We Are Change or coordinate you with a nearby chapter so you, too, can get involved with this great organization. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was actually I was also trying to contact Luke, I can't remember his last name.
Luke Radowski is the founding member of We Are Change and a good friend of mine.
Yeah, I was trying to contact him to ask him a little bit about how he got started. But other than that, other than trying to get a group started here, the first step that I really took to try to get information out was kind of with the Loose Change, but also with the chemtrails. I don't know what was so much fascinating about the chemtrails. It's just... I would go around when I was at the University of Utah with posters that I had printed off the computer that said it had a picture of chemtrails that I had taken off, I think, Google Pictures, put it on paper, and then I had a question that said, population control or weather modification, you decide.
Or possibly both.
And then I had taken that and I had posted it all around the University of Utah. I went up to the cafeteria. They had a billboard there. I went in the dorm hallways. I posted it up. And within, I'd say, 3 days, they were all ripped down, you know, and it was really unmotivating for me to, you know, constantly put up these flyers, yet, you know, they would be slapped on with concert info or, like, I don't know, just other events.
Listen,
that are
going buddy.
On that
Welcome to the club, brother. I mean, when I started doing this back in heavy, and I kind of woke up in 2002 and really more in 2003, but by 2004, I was one of those guys that was posting my own. I made my own posters. I remember when Popular Mechanics came out with their first crappy hit piece article. I made my own Unpopular Mechanics poster. I was posting them all over the place. Yes, I'd see them ripped down. Yes, I'd see people post over them. Yes, I'd see people throw bumper stickers on them. I'd see people get angry. But you know what? The crescendo really was around the fifth anniversary of 9/11, when the mainstream media could no longer ignore us, and we were in things like Time Magazine, sure it was a hit piece, U.S. News and World Report, sure it was a hit piece, The History Channel, sure it was a hit piece, but we were getting the message out there to those who had never heard it. In closing, you know, I'd really just like you to speak to the youth out there, the kids that are still in school, and, you know, just let them know that this isn't hopeless and that you can have an effect. Like you said, you were just looking up at chemtrails one day. Somebody came by, mentioned a name, you went and Googled it, and really that sets you further on your journey. We all can have great power and effect if we want to, John.
Yeah, definitely. And I think just for the youth, you know, just be open to these kinds of things. You know, don't just, you know, throw it away when people try to come up to you and talk to you about this stuff. You know, you just got to have an open mind. You know, I know a lot of today's youth likes to watch American Idol or whatever the next biggest thing on TV, you know, MTV, The Hills, whatever.
It's time to get back into politics and motivated to find out how government works and how we can change it. I thank you for the call. We'll be back after this.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for New Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody.
All right, we're going to jam through some phone calls in this segment. Then we're going to play this Frank McKenna admits to Bilderberg. And it's kind of uncomfortable for the guy, you can see. I think it's a Canadian journalist, I'm almost sure. He actually talked about loose change. He's had a segment about that. I think he's had a segment about some other conspiracy movies. And he starts talking about the Bilderberg Group and conspiracy people and people sending him books about it. And the guy is really put on the spot. Doesn't look like he's ready for the question he is asked. And it's a very interesting clip. I wish I could get it in better quality. It's somebody who propped up a camera in front of the television. Somebody could send us a DVD copy over at InfoWars.com, or they know where a better copy is. Send it to showtips@InfoWars.com. All right, let's go to Carl in Florida. Carl, you're on the line.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys a lot. Thank you, Rob and Alex, for Loose Change and all the things you've done. I for a long time, I thought I was just the craziest guy alive. Everything around me didn't seem right. You know, and to see this stuff finally explained to me in a way I can understand was really fulfilling, and I appreciate that.
Ain't no problem, man.
Also, on the other side of this, I had punched up the website here for the Oklahoma State Troopers, mm-hmm. and they've got a lovely phone number here for people interested in applying for the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. And the number, if you'd like me to put that on there, I'm sure people could look it up for them. They have a answering machine at the other end of that, and I thought it might be really nice if people called up that number and left a little message about what they think about roughing up an EMT while he's trying to take a sick woman to the hospital.
Yeah, no, let's give out the number. I'm all for that.
Okay, the number is, and this is just the application number, but it's 1-866-659-9021. And I've got a personal soft spot for this. I guess all of us at one time or another have been pulled over by an officer who's, who's a little more zealous than he should be. Myself personally, I survived an airplane crash only to be treated like I had broken the law at the end of it. So,
is that true? What kind of plane did you crash?
It was a home-built aircraft, and it happened just a few months back. I lost an engine on takeoff. I successfully landed the aircraft without bending it or myself. Mm-hmm. And I got back on in the airport. The way the airports are being run these days is absolutely just a crime. You get treated. They want to squeeze general aviation out. They don't mm-hmm. want people having the freedom of flight. They've been treating pilots as badly as they're treating everybody else now for quite a while. And it's just really sad. And I could tell you, when I got back, I had three sheriff's department cars there, and they just absolutely, where's your license? Well, we call it a ticket. Where's your license? Where are you doing? What happened? Did you have enough gas in the plane? I'm like, sir, don't drill me. I just went through something that kills most pilots and walked away without a scratch. Mm-hmm. That's unreasonable.
Yeah, and, right after a traumatic incident where you, barely save your own life, all of a sudden you're the criminal and you're going to get grilled by the authorities. It is sickening, and really the video we've been showing all day is just as sickening, if not worse. Again, I can't even believe that they would go after the EMT that's inside tending to a sick woman. I think we can't reiterate that enough. I thank you so much for the call, Carl. Let's go to Rob in Florida. Rob, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Good evening. A couple of things I wanted to speak to you about. First of all, appreciate what you and Alex are doing. But in addition to that, I think everybody ought to inundate the Oklahoma Highway Patrol with telephone calls tomorrow and emails and letters letting these people know that the American people are really getting sick and tired of being treated like a bunch of dogs that can just be kicked around at any time. And I think that, if I'm not mistaken, there are some state laws that if you are your average citizen, if you interfere with an EMS vehicle or rescue vehicle, firefighter vehicle.
Yeah, we read it on the air, sir. Actually, hold over. We read it on the air. And this does seem to be the first incident where a police officer has impeded an EMS driver or tried to assault an EMS driver. And that's why, you know, when they try to arrest him, you're under arrest. You're under arrest. Do you hear me? You're under arrest. And he says something about that state law. And thank God he stood up for himself, because otherwise he would have been in cuffs and in the car with the authorities. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty of
money. All right, we are back. We're talking to Rob in Florida. And, yeah, there is an EMT law out there to protect paramedics because 14 EMSA workers had been attacked on the job just in the past year. And this was really to protect them against supposedly people who were assaulting them on the scene, either the people they were trying to help or others. It wasn't really intended for police officers, but, of course, it pertains to them. I mean, what's your take on that video? Obviously, you want people to call. Obviously, you were disgusted. But, I mean, again, if the guy had been spineless and just put his hands behind his back, this woman would have been unattended to in the back of an ambulance after being wrongfully pulled over by an overzealous police officer that put his hands on an innocent man. Oh, all right. I guess we dropped Rob. So then we'll go to Brian, Patrick, Joe, and others. But first, let's play this Bilderberg clip. Frank McKenna is a Canadian politician, ambassador to the United States for some time. And lo and behold, he's a Bilderberger. You got the clip? Hit that clip, Jaron.
If he was sitting here today, people would say, what a nice guy. We didn't know he's such a nice guy.
Really?
You know,
you run the country of the United States, obviously, with a powerful nation. You just came back from meeting with the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group are, you know, when people who are conspiracy theory people, they send me mail. It's usually about the Bilderberg Group. And I get these books in my front door, which I'm uncomfortable with. But, and it's all about the Bilderberg, like they're the modern day Illuminati. Are you a member of the Bilderberg Group?
I don't think we're supposed to talk about this. No, I'm just joking. The Bilderberg Group is just a think tank. And they get together every year, and it involves business leaders and political leaders from Europe and America. And you get really interesting people. There's never a direction given from the conference, never even a consensus. It's just a matter of debating issues and trying to illuminate the issues. So I find it very amusing to think there's a conspiracy theory, because there just isn't. People don't... I mean, would we be responsible for just how screwed up the world is today?
Maybe.
I don't think much of that, but I do enjoy the conversations at Guam.
Sure. All right, bring it back.
Be around people who can affect change.
Because he does say something else there, but I want to bring it all the way back because I want you to see that again. First of all, he uses the terminology illuminate. He does look rather uncomfortable when he first gets asked about this, and he's like, "Oh, would we be the people that are behind the world being so screwed up today?" Yes, it's by design. You're trying to internally combust the United States, the great power, to bring in the North American Union. You're trying to divide and conquer in the Middle East to bring in the Eurasian Union to further your goals of a new world order. Of course you're behind it. I mean, you're not old school. You weren't around in the very beginning of the Bilderberg Group, but you're definitely a dog, a lackey, someone that they like to, really proselytize in other organizations for the new world order. That's what you do. It is sort of a think tank, but it's bigger than a think tank. And to say that they don't set policy there is just like saying it's a golf club. You know, see, that's where it goes. First, it was a golf club. They don't discuss policy. Now they do discuss policy, but they don't set it. And it's a think tank. You know, they admit more and more and more as the years go by. But remember, we couldn't be responsible for how screwed up the world is. All right, play the clip again.
If he was sitting here today, people would say, what a nice guy. We didn't know he's such a nice guy.
Really?
You know,
running the country of the United States, obviously, with a powerful nation. You just came back from meeting with the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group are, you know, when people who are conspiracy theory people, they send me mail. It's usually about the Bilderberg Group. And I get these books in my front door, which I'm uncomfortable with. And it's all about the Bilderberg, like they're the modern day Illuminati. Are you a member of the Bilderberg Group?
I don't think we're supposed to talk about this. No, I'm just joking. The Bilderberg Group is just a think tank. And they get together every year, and it involves business leaders and political leaders from Europe and America. And you get really interesting people. There's never a direction given from the conference, never even a consensus. It's just a matter of debating issues and trying to illuminate the issues. So I find it very amusing to think there's a conspiracy theory, because there just isn't. People don't... I mean, would we be responsible for just how screwed up the world is today?
Maybe.
I don't think much of that, but I do enjoy the conversations at Guam.
Sure, I can imagine it's nice to just be around people who can affect change in their own individual way.
Well, and these are good. You get to know these people are just very interesting people. Queen Beatrix goes and Queen Isabella go. Very, very wonderful people. Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller go. Various.
Kissinger, a wonderful person. Is that on purpose?
So you're just surrounded by interesting people.
You've been on the record quite a bit.
All right, there it is right there. See, you're just surrounded by interesting people, huh? Just royalty goes and Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller. See, why do we harp on Kissinger and Rockefeller so much? Because Rockefeller really does pull a lot of strings and set a lot of policy. And talk about Mr. Think Tank himself, Kissinger, the Kissinger Group. I mean, he is a walking, talking think tank for the New World Order, a walking, talking policymaker. He's a guy behind the scenes of the last, four or five administrations? 5, 6, 7, 8? I can't even tell you. Ever since the 70s, this guy has reared his ugly head in both the foreground and the background. Remember, they tried to get Kissinger to be the head of the 9/11 Commission, and people were up in arms. And then it came out later, oh, yeah, he was advising the Bush administration on their war policy. Oh, don't talk about it. And then we know that Kissinger, on behalf of the Obama administration, who he's clearly behind, calling for a new world order and Obama can bring it in. We played that clip yesterday. I mean, the guy's always calling for a new world order. But he, you know, during the Obama administration, where does he go? He goes over to Russia to talk to Medved and others, or Medved. I mean, Kissinger is a player. The Bilderberg Group are the main players, 100 to 144 of the most influential people around the world each year. They disperse, they are getting ready to disperse more of their agenda this July when the Bohemian Grove kicks off and there's 3,000 elites around. All right, I've babbled enough. We're going to take some calls. Who are we on? Brian in New York. Brian, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
You're doing a great job, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I've been holding for a while. I have a story I'd like to tell you, but just to comment on what you said with the Bilderbergs.
Mm-hmm.
You said 144 to...
Well, 100 to 144. Usually they put out a list of between 100 and 120, but then, of course, when Obama and Hillary went, they weren't on the list. There's speculation that John Kerry was there this year. He wasn't on the list. You know, there are those times when they do leave people off the main list, and it's very rare occasion when they actually publish their own list. I think we had to wait for Wayne Madsen and others to come out with the list from this year's Bilderberg Group, but the year before when it was held in America, the American Friends of Bilderberg printed the public list, you know, without, of course, Hillary and Obama. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and there's probably their groupies, wannabes, hanging around, too, the whole time. Trying to get in on the action, like Trudeau was saying that there was a lot going on around the Bilderberg at the time, you know. Like it's
yeah, you know that Trudeau interview was extremely interesting. If you want to hold over, Brian, I'll hold you over for your story. But right now we have Alex on the line. Alex, how are you, sir?
Hey, bro. Yeah, well, I've been holding the last 5 minutes.
I just saw that clip,
so I want to get into that first and the new developments with this police officer. Attacking the paramedic story, we need to make sure we can get all these news reporters and eyewitnesses on. If you go up to Infowars.com and click through to the YouTube page itself, you can see now that the news crews have gone to eyewitnesses saying that the paramedics did not attack the police first. And the police keep saying, well, we think it's on our video cameras and our squad cars, but we're not releasing it right now. Kind of like the police said when they killed that guy at the subway station in Oakland. They said, oh, he was attacking us, and we defended ourselves and shot him. And then they grabbed all the video cameras that people were taping it with, all the camera phones, and said that the cameras all malfunctioned at the facility, showing the higher-ups are part of this lying, but somebody had been going by on a train beside them and had, you know, the train had stopped and they videotaped the whole scene. He was sitting there submitting like a slave to the New World Order like we all do. He was put down, put in the handcuffs, executed, and then as his life was leaving his body, beat up by the cop for vampiric pleasure purposes. And that's literally what it is. It's about a cult of power tripping. We now know what happens. This ambulance had slow cars in front of it. They wouldn't get out of the way. The cops were going chasing some speeder or something. They're saying they went to something and handled it real quick. It wasn't a big deal. They drove up on the hind end of the guy. He couldn't go around. He couldn't ram the cars in front of him, you know, because cars stack up. This is what the news is reporting. And so they then went to, quote, whatever the call was, and then went and chased the ambulance down at high speeds, catching up with it, and beat this poor guy up. But the incredible thing is the local news and the newest stories is going with the fact that it looks like the police have been caught lying as usual, but that's not the issue. If you go to Infowars.com and read the local news story we have posted, they spin it and say, there was a fight. And 90% of the time when the police on video beat somebody up that isn't touching them, they always call it a scuffle or a fight. And they go, oh, the officer was fighting with a citizen. Now, when clearly a slave or citizen actually hits the cop first, it's called a deadly assault with a deadly weapon, his fist. But when they attack you, it's called a fight or a scuffle. They can be bashing your head in with blood pouring out. It's called a scuffle. And so the news tries to spin it in fact, when we come back, I want to go over this. They try to spin it saying an Oklahoma Highway Patrol officer and paramedic were caught on tape scuffling Sunday while a patient was being taken to the hospital. That's News 9. I mean, is that not spin? Oh, at the Nazi death camps, the Jews were caught scuffling. Or in the Soviet Union, the Ukrainians were caught scuffling with the Soviets.
We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Call 877-394-6657. GetSeeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble.
We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
Call 877-394-6657.
Never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made gets switch blades in every arm.
And all right, we are back and we're on the line with Alex Jones and really just more news on this EMT beating. You know, if he had cowed down and this was the guy who was tending to the woman inside the ambulance. He thinks this is finally over. We're going to get to go to the hospital. No, you're under arrest. You're under arrest. And because he stood up for himself and he said, no, there's a state law. I'm not going to be your slave. They didn't arrest him. They just tried to choke him out. And the guy literally has to try to put both of his hands around the guy's neck and still can't connect his fingers because this guy's a real man. You know, he's trying to save lives. He's not trying to take them, Alex.
Well, to describe it for those that haven't seen the video, the guy is standing with his back there, knowing they want to kill him, letting them shove him and choke him. And in fact, they know by choking you with one hand at first that what that does is cause people to panic and fight. And so they're trying to make him fight so they can kill him. It's clear. And this is not police procedure. This is not what they're taught to do. And so the guy is sitting there as the choking goes on, and he knows they're just waiting, hands on guns, it's been reported, ready to kill, ready to, this is how they show off in the weight room and stuff when they're, doing what they do. And it's just so horrible. But the craziest part is that there was another case in Oklahoma where they threw the kid off of the bridge and then tasered him. It was something like 50-something times and said that was normal. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, his back was broken and everything, and the kid was just walking home from work at a restaurant where he worked. But the insane thing is the way this is described, the cops ran up at super high speed behind the ambulance. It was in traffic with its lights on. This is what the police are admitting now. And the ambulance couldn't get around them. And so the police car almost caused a wreck, according to witnesses, shot past them. And when they were done with that, they came back for him, and they started screaming at the driver. And then now they're saying, well, earlier he assaulted us. Just totally made up, and witnesses are saying that's not true. And then they go, and then the other guy's in the back of the car, and you know he's been attending the lady, and they go after him because he starts yelling at him, saying, "I'm going to keep giving her aid." But the insane thing is, I was driving down I-35, and there wasn't very heavy traffic south of Austin about 3 weeks ago, and I think the name of the town is Skirts or Shirts. It was a blue on blue where, you know, those new police cars was a Charger, Dodge Charger where you can barely see it's a police car. And I'm in the slow lane because I don't like getting tickets. And I'm going with the flow of traffic. I'm going about 71 miles an hour at cruise control on. There's two lanes to the left of me. There's light traffic. And all of a sudden, with its lights on, there is a Charger going probably 100 miles an hour, flies up and slows down literally 2 feet from the back of my car. And I'm like, oh, my God. And my wife's like, oh, my children are like, oh. Again, because I'm like, you know, I look back and I see just flying up on me. And then I'm getting pulled over. He just stays on me and then violently flies out in the other lane and shoots off. And then you know, we see him pull some guy over. Who, by the way, wasn't speeding. He was about, you know, 20 cars up from us, about a half mile. Psychopathic. I was leaving one night at like midnight from work there at the office on 290. And there's three lanes right there where you get on on the access road where you get on to the main 290. And I pull out in the slow lane. And there's no car coming. I don't even see lights. This cop car must have been going 100 again. He flies up behind me. And I couldn't tell it was a cop car because his lights weren't on. His cherries. He flies around me, and then it isn't enough. He shines like the side spotlight on the top lights in my face, and it looks like the wind is down, but I can't really see. Just in an orgasm of insane thuggery. So you know. This is happening to me. I don't need to you know, just believe all these videos, and you guys keep making excuses about how you're acting. You are out of your minds. You're acting like 14-year-olds, you know, that first start having testosterone flow through them heavy, beating up 10-year-olds. And I remember that happening, you know, when the 14-year-olds were beating me up when I was 10, but the problem was I grew up. You guys... And they admit that over 30% of police are on heavy steroids. This is a big national story. It is mental illness. It is sickness. Anytime you start violating the Bill of Rights, the culture then degrades. And the sick part is the media is defending it, saying an Oklahoma Highway Patrolman and a paramedic were caught on tape scuffling Sunday while a patient was being taken to the hospital. There's no scuffling. The guy's going, hey, I'm doing my job, man. And they say, no, you're under arrest. And then start shoving him and choking him, and he doesn't I mean, this is mind control. Now when they assault you, it's called a fight. Well, listen, Burmese, please continue taking calls, and I'll continue listening.
All right.
Here, and I want witnesses and people on the show tomorrow and Sunday with us.
All right, you got it, Alex. I thank you so much. We'll be back after this. Go ahead.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese. We're going to go back to your calls right now. Brian in New York, you're still on the line. What's up?
Thanks for holding me over.
You got it.
Actually, Alex, when he chimed in, it was more towards the story I was waiting to tell you anyways. Mm-hmm. My neighbor is a Marine. He's served in Bosnia. He served in Afghanistan. He served in Iraq. In Iraq, he was a platoon in Fallujah that they lost 3/4 of his platoon, didn't make it. He had his leg blown off from a RPG.
Ooh.
the guy, it's like an amazing person to have for a neighbor. The stories he can tell, the pictures he has even.
Okay, go ahead.
He's driving down the highway coming home from work. He does construction.
With one leg, he's doing construction still. He must be tough as nails.
Yeah, he's 6'4", like 260. He had an Iraqi doctor who took a chunk of, American doctors, I guess, would have just amputated. He put a chunk of titanium in a rod to act as part of it, like a bone, and they saved his leg. They actually put it back on.
Oh, wow, amazing. All right, continue.
So he's coming home from work, and he's going 63 and a 65 down the highway. A car pulls in front of him, just a regular car guy with his family, pulls in front of him and just immediately slows down and makes him brake really hard. And he basically, it's wide open highway. He doesn't understand why. He follows the guy. This guy's making the same turns to get to his house, you know. So he pulls in. The guy pulls into a store. He pulls in behind him. And he doesn't block him, and he pulls next to him. He gets out, and he goes, "Hey, why'd you cut me off like that?" The guy starts flipping out. "I'm a trooper, blah, blah, blah. You can't, you know, how dare you, whatever." He goes, "Whoa, take it easy, whatever. You're going to get a visit." He comes home. This is my next-door neighbor. He comes home. This is Friday, Memorial Day weekend. Three squad cars pull up. I guess they get out. He told me all this. I didn't see it. He told me about an hour after it happened. I totally believe him. They pull guns. They tell him to get down on the ground. They breathalyze him twice. He breathalyzes zero. He hasn't been drinking. They search his vehicle. They're screaming at his wife to stay in the house. They search his body.
And is this the day after, or is this later in the day?
This was 15 minutes after he talked to the guy in the supermarket.
Listen, talk to your friend, and please put that in the headline. Veteran intimidated by police. Veteran intimidated by police. And if we'd love to have him on the program. Veteran intimidated by police. Email that to robd@infowars.com. And if you can get it to my MySpace, myspace.com/JasonBermas. I'd love to have him on for 30 minutes to talk about that experience, because they are targeting veterans. Remember, the Boy Scouts are now being trained to fight that angry veteran who's going to be on a rooftop sniping people. So now it's time to train the Boy Scouts to carry mock shotguns and mock automatic weapons to save us from the deadly extremists. But, you know, only years before they were, you know, fighting the other terrorists. But everybody's a terrorist, according to these domestic lexicon documents. That's what the American people, and really the world populace, has to get in their head. We are the target. I thank you for the call, Brian. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
Good.
Hey, what I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, it seems clear that there's the police are, like, waging war against the citizens. You know, we have to be more vigilant with cameras. Just get anything, you know, anything that happens. I'm going to start carrying a video camera in my car just for sake, you know, just whatever.
No, yeah, you know what, you know, and that's one of the sponsors over at Jones. I guess I'll give them a free plug here. Diginet.net, there's actually a banner over at Infowars.com. They'll have the cameras installed so they're hidden, so it's as easy as hitting a button. You'll have it on a hard drive. This way, in case it's really a backup, to make sure that the police don't overtly abuse you. You know, I mean, there are some points where you have to question yourself, you know, how do I handle this situation? Do I want to be beaten? Do I want to be tased? Do I maybe want to be beat or shot to death? I mean, you are rolling the dice. I'm not telling people to stand down and to just be spineless. I'm telling people to know the Constitution, know the Bill of Rights, challenge the police officers. But when it gets down to the nitty gritty, you're going to want to have that backup, especially if you're going to be in a courtroom type scenario. You want to catch them in their lies. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Joe, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how's it going tonight?
Good.
A few topics, and I heard Alex come on online there just a little bit, and he sounded tired, man. He needs to turn off all the media and sit back and relax with his kids and wife, because the war is on the horizon.
Well, you know, he's trying to take a couple of days off, but I understand it. It's very hard. I mean, this office is just buzzing. And, yeah, it is in his blood. It's hard for me to take a couple days off. I'll be here this weekend. You know, I mean, I'm kind of, you know, I love doing the radio thing, but I'm kind of disappointed I haven't been able to capture more footage and work on my film. But that's just the sacrifices you make. You have to juggle a lot of different hats when you're in this office and you're on this microphone. And, you know, thank God Alex gets a few days with his family. I can't imagine, you know, being the head of a household of five and spending really as little time as Alex does with his family. I mean, yeah, he goes there at night and he's here in the morning and sometimes he's able to spend an afternoon with his kids. But these are young kids. I mean, he's got a little baby and his his two kids are really toddlers, you know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready for a family. I'll tell you that right now. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, he needs to enjoy that as much as possible while he can because, like I said, it's getting to be hell out here. And the one thing I wanted to cover is earlier I heard him talking about, you know, disseminating information and everything, and I wish you guys would set up RSS feeds on your page to broadcast that kind of stuff.
Because we do have RSS feeds.
No, I'm talking about it for bulletins like that. Specifically for the bulletins. So
well, you know what? I'm trying to expand too, man. I just put up a new YouTube channel, YouTube slash JasonJustice911. And, you know, I'm trying to post there every single day with a preview of this show or perhaps the Alex Jones show. I just posted a little bit of a preview in between shows. I did another radio show today. I'm doing a total of 8 hours plus a preview for the show. I mean, last night, I did not only a preview, but a post view of the show, and we are trying to bring people behind the scenes, really show them how everything works, get more of the RSS feeds out there.
Because those really work. I mean, if people understood the technology behind it, it's just like doing an instantaneous broadcast, and you don't even have to be there to receive it. So that's the good thing.
We do have to get our act together over at InfoWars and Prison Planet just a little bit better. We're looking at maybe even, you know, Jones was talking about a section where people could just submit their story, someone could review it, and maybe there would be a section for that. It would be an op-ed section, obviously, over at InfoWars and Prison Planet, and maybe we can get that together. We'd like to do that. Well, maybe we can get one of the admins, but the thing is, again, Alex likes to pay people, and he doesn't like people just to volunteer, especially if it's going to be a full-time gig. And obviously, something like that would be a full-time gig just going through all the submissions. I thank you for the call.
Take it easy, man.
Yeah, thank you. All right, let's go to Anonymous One. Anonymous One, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
You good. Your discussion earlier with the gentleman from Utah reminded me of a study that I'd heard on NPR years ago. Basically, the study related to ethics. And the study compared, correlated ethics to education and religion. What they basically found was, as education increased, an individual's understanding of ethics increased. Regarding religion, as religion role in a person's life increased, so did an understanding of ethics to a point. Beyond that point, it actually decreased. That is, the religious beliefs replaced what a person would otherwise understand as ethics.
Well, you know what I mean? A lot of the major religions have been used to gear the masses, if you will, into war, into a belief system that does toe a party line or an agenda that really is outside of what the religion is really about. You know, are there Muslims out there that truly do hate our guts and would declare jihad on us and have? Sure there are. But most of these guys are low-level guys. They don't have a network. They really can't get the weapons or the manpower or the training or the facilities to carry out real terror attacks. Yet that's being used because when the media goes over there, at least the Western media, and they want to show them in a bad light, they can find somebody like that. They can do that in this country with, you know, radicalized Christians. I mean, look at, you know, Fred Phelps. You know, love him or hate him, or love or hate Christianity, I'm just not down with the message of God hates blanks and the things that they do. I mean, going to soldiers' funerals and saying that this is because we've lost our way. No, this is because people posing as Christians are really into the occult and they're sending our, you know, our daughters, our sons, our mothers, our fathers, our cousins, our brothers, our sisters into an unjust war to occupy and create a Eurasian Union. I thank you for the call, Anonymous. Let's go to...
Can I say one more thing?
Sure. If you're still on, you can. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't really taking it that far. I was actually pulling it back a little closer to home. And that is, I think in the workplace, perhaps, is a good way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose you're in a workplace, ethics dictate the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
But the ethics of the workplace might not correlate with your values and your morals. And so mm-hmm. therefore you have to reconcile that or you go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the things that you're discussing about police officers and people in general, and even people when presented with the various positions on 9/11, this is one of the problems that they face, is trying to reconcile those two things, and they can't.
Well, it obviously is very difficult to, you know, look at somebody else's belief system without doing extensive studies, seeing clip after clip after clip after clip of authoritative abuse, or seeing, you know, Loose Change, Final Cut, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies, and getting that picture of 9/11. That is very hard to do, especially when you're set in your ways. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. This is Mike in California, as you just mentioned, and I thank you very much for my call, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, keep playing the Flobots and love Offspring as well. Good music. Always good music, Jason.
Ah, thank you, my man.
Hey, I'm a longtime Alex Jones listener, big fan, and I guess a Prison Planet member for about 3 years.
Oh, cool.
Loose Change was truly a wake-up call for me. Fabled Enemies was an outstanding follow-up, and like many I know, we all look forward to your next film, bro.
Oh, cool.
Hey, so I have many questions, but I'll go in the direction of a previous caller that, before Alex, of all people, cut in.
Mm-hmm.
He brought up the Bilderberg meeting and the Trudeau interview from Tuesday.
Yeah.
What an amazing interview. I'm still trying to reconcile exactly what to think of it, but do you believe that Trudeau is really an insider with these guys?
Well, and I would say this. I would think, and I'll let you get your second point off. I would think that, you know, if Trudeau isn't a true insider, in other words, somebody that attends these meetings, he definitely knows people that attend these meetings. When you hit a certain level of billionaire, it's hard for them to ignore you, whether they like you or they don't like you. And this is a guy that, you know, again, love him or hate him, like or dislike his information. You know, I was just thumbing through Natural Cures out there. He just sent us his entire body of work signed. And what's in there? You know, it says to exercise, take a vitamin. It talks about colloidal products. You know, we promote colloidal silver and other things on this program. So a lot of the things are things that I already know just being involved in the Patriot community and actually trying to take care of myself, you know, a little bit. I am guilty. I do eat fast food. I'm not in the best shape of my life, but I'm also not in that bad a shape. And I do try to do some of these things that we promote on the show because I do believe in them. And, you know, I look at, you know, his debt cures book, and yes, these debt cures are real. And I look at the way that the FTC fined him $37 million. So, you know, when the mainstream media attacks somebody like Kevin Trudeau on the level that they do and have, I will give him that benefit of the doubt. Now, I know there's some other website that he's promoting that, you know, talks about members of all these different groups, including the Bilderberg group and the Illuminati. You know, I can't speak for whatever program that is. I'm not a part of that program. But, you know, the guy's in Europe. He's a worldwide mover and shaker. I would find it hard to believe that at this point he doesn't have some insider knowledge. But I think that, you know, another reason that he's a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber and he listens to Alex Jones and programs like that is because, you know, he does want to stay informed. In other words, you know, he wants to hear both angles. He's also aware of the fact that things are compartmentalized. What somebody inside the group may tell him might not be the biggest picture. Who does have that really large picture of what's going on, what the agenda is? I'd again say that Rockefeller and Kissinger are two of the top guys. I mean, I don't know, you know, I would assume the royalty also see the bigger picture, but I'm not sure they're the policy setters and makers. So what's the second part of the question?
Well, you kind of addressed it a little bit, dude. Mm-hmm. You know, that Global Information Network, we've done mm-hmm. some research on Prison Planet Forum, and a lot of people are asking questions. I for one of them, am mm-hmm. asking big questions because it mm-hmm. looks like a pyramid scheme.
Mm-hmm. And it may be. Again, you know, that's something, you know, I like I said, I looked at his books. I briefly looked at that website. And, you know, at the very top of the things that they're supposedly going to teach you is the law of attraction. And I encourage anybody out there to go check into the law of attraction and what some people are calling it and what it truly is and whether you believe it or not, because I'm a strong believer in the law of attraction. In other words, positive thinking, working towards a goal. You can't just think positively and, you know, it's going to manifest. You have to work towards it. You have to do the things that you need to get to that goal. But the first step in any goal is setting it and then believing you can achieve it. And, you know, one way or another, you know, I didn't know how I was going to get out here in Austin, Texas in 2004 before I had even touched the Loose Change Project. And I was telling my friends, they were always going, oh, Burmese, you talk about the chip, you talk about the North American Union, you talk about the New World. What are you going to do about it? And I said, well, one day, you know, maybe I'd like to go out to Texas and do, you know, talk radio and make movies with Alex Jones. I mean, literally laughed in my face. A lot of my friends just totally and completely laughed in my face. And now 5 years later, when I see them at an alumni weekend or another event when I'm back in New York, you know, I've done it. And I did it in a relatively short amount of time. And if you had asked me in 2004, Jason, how are you going to do this? I couldn't have told you. I said, what I would say back then is this. I said, well, you know, I don't know exactly how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. And that was inform other people, burn discs. I mean, this was back in the CDR days of, you know, compressed movies that I was getting off Kazaa and Morpheus. And I was really just learning as much as I could, becoming a better orator, becoming better with people in general. So, you know, that website is promoting this law of attraction and among other things that, you know, I've also looked into and really do, I don't know, it catches my eye. It sparks my interest. It makes me want to look further into it. So, you know, have questions. I'm not telling people to sign up for it. But at the same time, you know, Trudeau has done a lot of great stuff. I thank you for the call, Mike. We're going to go to more calls on the other side. It's the Info Warrior.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
The man standing on the top of the
come so far to find the truth. He's never going home.
All right, folks, we are back. And coming up in the next hour, I want to play this Ambien clip. For those not familiar with Ambien, it's the sleep drug, and I was having trouble sleeping last night, so I'm watching late-night television. I think I was watching the rerun of Leno in super high definition, which is actually kind of cool that these amplified antennas with the HDTV tuners, the HD basic stations look even better than they do on the cable boxes, because when there's motion on the cable boxes, you get that pixelation. I hate that. When I'm watching a basketball game and they're moving and all of a sudden you get this crazy pixelation, you don't get it when you have the antenna. Who's is looking at me like, really? The sports looks amazing. It looks dynamite. Anyway, I'm watching this commercial on Ambien CN, and for 45 seconds, they're telling you the worst side effects ever. I can't imagine why you'd want to take this drug ever. Ever. It's just crazy to me. I mean, everything from hallucinations, heart attack, death, suicide, we'll play the clip and you can decide for yourself. All right, let's go to the next anonymous person. You're on the line.
Hi, I'm actually used to work in politics, but I don't anymore. And I just wanted to tell a little story about something you guys were talking about, Mecha, earlier and all that.
Okay.
I used to be involved with that when I was in college. I wasn't a member, but, you know, whatever. So I was, like, liberal. I wrote all these stories about Minutemen and how they should be hated, blah, blah, blah. And I would always hear stories about how they believe that, you know, Mecha and other politicians are trying to get Mexico unionized with California to get their land back. Mm-hmm. Well, I always thought that was BS until I started working for a politician, which is why I'm anonymous right now. And once I started working for this politician, we would always get calls and faxes from Acorn and from Mecha and from all these other organizations. And I remember I went to a dinner once where Dolores Huerta is at. And if you know who that is, she's like a huge, like, illegal immigrant rights mm-hmm. activist. And they were just talking about how, you know, they expect California to go back to Mexico. And this wasn't like joking. This was like serious talk. Mm-hmm. And just after a bunch of other experiences, I just started noticing that, wow, you know, even though the Minutemen, they've done some horrible things, and people call them paranoid and conspiracy theorists.
Conspiracy theorists, white supremacists. I mean, there is slander all over for these people. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, they have done some bad things, but...
let me just say this. Certain people within every organization have done some bad things.
Right, right.
And, well, you know, you can pigeonhole everybody. I'll just say this. You know, are there some people that have had some poor judgment on the border? Sure, but we wouldn't have this issue if we actually enforced our own border laws. If we actually went by the laws that we had, they wouldn't have to be there.
What I started seeing is, like, Republicans, like, we would work with them because obviously they want business to be able to hire these people at a lower cost. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Democrats, because they want to be able to get, once those people are legal, as voters. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this stuff was always done through fax or phone. And I asked one time by accident, you know, can this person from this organization email me? And I got scolded. You know, I was told to never put anything on paper. And so, I mean, there goes for, you know, all those people who think conspiracy theorists. Actually, on the politics side, it's done on purpose. You know,
no, it's the real deal. Listen, they want to amalgamate this country with not only Mexico, but Canada in a North American union, and they will use wedge groups like La Raza, like La Riz Conquista, to bring that in. That's what Sonia Sotomayor is all about. We'll be back after this.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicveganSuperfoods.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark. There's only one solution.
All right, we are back. We're going to go to Margie, Eric, Organo, Andrew, and others in a moment. But first, I want to play this Ambien clip. This clip, again, this is only a minute-long commercial, and they've got to spend 30 to 45 seconds just on the side effects. Hit the clip. I'm tossing, I'm turning, I can't sleep. What's wrong? I just want some bedtime. Oh,
tired of morning coming in the middle of the night? Ask your prescriber about two-layer Ambien CR. The first layer dissolves quickly to help you fall asleep. And unlike other sleep aids, a second dissolves slowly to help you stay asleep. Until you know how Ambien CR will affect you, you shouldn't drive or operate machinery. Plan to devote 7 to 8 hours to sleep before being active. Sleepwalking and eating or driving while not fully awake with amnesia for the event have been reported. In rare cases, severe allergic reactions can occur. If you experience any of these behaviors or reactions, contact your doctor immediately. Side effects may include next day drowsiness, dizziness, and headache. It's non-narcotic and can be taken for as long as your prescriber recommends. Like most sleep aids, it has some risk of dependency. Don't take it with alcohol. To wake up ready for your day, ask your prescriber for two-layer Ambien CR.
See, this one wasn't even, that's not even half as bad as the one I watched. That looks like a condensed version of what I saw, because they literally said it would make you more outgoing. You would have hallucinations, possibly. See if you can find an extended commercial. That was the one-minute clip. See if there's a 90-second one. We'll see if we can find it. It was definitely for Ambien CR. Before I go to your calls in the next segment, I want to thank one of the great sponsors that makes this show possible. It's mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. If you want 1,800 watts of energy in case of an emergency, in case of an outage, mysolarbackup.com is the way to go. You can give them a call right now at, I don't have it in front of me. Where's the number, guys? I'm dying here. Well, yeah, does it come up soon? I know it's an 877 number. Folks, listen, Ventura's off the grid. Smart people everywhere are getting off the grid. They have a small package and possibly a bigger package for you. It's mysolarbackup.com, and the phone number is... You got nothing for me, guys? Come on, you should know it if I don't know. Usually you have that little still right there where it says the thing. Don't you not have this? There it is. 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Go check it out, mysolarbackup.com. Now, I also wanted to hit some of the stories we briefly hit today on the Alex Jones Show. If I didn't reiterate this enough, Pelosi, while appealing to China for their help on climate change, in other words, the implementation of a carbon credit system run by some kind of a global banking cartel. I mean, that is, when Jones tells you that, you better listen, because that's where it's been, not even tippy-toeing to, big loud steps towards. And it gets worse and worse. And she admits right here what her motive is. We have so much room for improvement, she said. Every aspect of our lives must be subject to an inventory. Remember, they want to track, trace, and database everything you do, everything you're about, everything. Man, they want to track, trace, and database your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams, your emotions. I mean, watch Minority Report. This is the future that they have envisioned. We're all slaves. We're on a grid. You don't even really drive your car anymore. Your car drives you. And they can talk about preventative detention. You know, Obama talks about preventative detention. In this, you know, scary sci-fi wonderland, if you will, they arrest people for murder before it happens. And they act like that's a good thing. That's right. Preventative detention. We can read your mind. We know what you're thinking. We know how you'll act. And of course, they won't be able to do this for years and years and years and years on a large scale level. So they'll just have to round up a bunch of us, kill us, and enslave us first. get us real nice and docile to our slave masters. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back with big time calls, 866-582-9933.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
We are back. Attack indeed. Let's go to Margie in New Mexico. Margie, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason, and it's Margie, as in Margaret. I'm Margie Flynn, and I'm from Las Vegas, New Mexico, and my husband Jack and I are co-founders of Citizens of the American Constitution.org. And I wanted to talk to you tonight about some of the ridiculousness that's going on in this beloved country of ours, which is quickly going down the tubes, as they say. The situation with the EMT in Oklahoma is reprehensible. The situation that the young fellow from Utah described with this very wonderful teacher being caned is also reprehensible. And we know this is happening all over the country, repression of free speech, etc. But I would like to look at the other end of the circumstances, not just at what's going wrong and the fact that we all need to know about it, but what are we doing as a collective body of citizens, individually and in groups, to make changes. And I don't mean just forming organizations and talking about things that are wrong and trying to pass out videos. All of that certainly is necessary. But we've got to start getting back to the basics, the fundamental rule of law, which, as you know, is the Constitution. And you referenced it in the Bill of Rights earlier tonight, as did Alex. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I are living in New Mexico, which is one of the most corrupt states in the country. Mm-hmm. The retiring FBI chief out in Albuquerque, just before he retired a couple of months ago, said on a TV interview that he thinks this is the most corrupt state in the country. And yet, despite that, our group of citizen activists have won hundreds of cases in New Mexico courts on constitutional issues. And if we can do it here, we can do it any place. But the sad point is that the young people today and the old people and the middle-aged people haven't got a clue about what the Constitution really says. They don't understand not only their rights, but they don't understand how severely the Constitution limits the authority of any governmental officer. Mm-hmm. And those folks in Oklahoma who were badly treated by these cops, this EMT fellow, he needs to marshal a campaign of people in his community, in his county, in his state, to stop this kind of thing and take action against this police officer. He's a criminal. He's a jackbooted thug with a license to kill. And if the people would stand up against this, not just in Oklahoma, but certainly everywhere where these abuses are going on, we could see a humongous change right away. But it has to happen now. We've got to be smart about it. We've got to do it now.
Well, I agree. And I really think one of the biggest solutions is for people, you know, you talked about organizations and that's not enough. But if you join an organization like Campaign for Liberty with on your mind, you know, I'm going to run for city council. I'm going to run for local mayor. I'm going to run for maybe a congressional seat or a state senate spot. And maybe you don't win, but maybe you do challenge the incumbent or the expected winner on his positions in front of 100, 200, 1,000 people, 2,000 people, and at least you get your message out there. And maybe you do win. And then we have somebody on the inside that can help this out. I mean, we've got state senators, you know, that are with us in a lot of issues. We've got Congress people that are with us on some issues. We obviously have Ron Paul. I mean, Dennis Kucinich may not be the best on everything,
no,
but I think he's definitely one of the few gems in Congress that is somewhat honest and really does, you know, want something more for the people. You look at Michelle Bachmann. She tried to stop the global currency. She's done some really great things, and she's been demonized for it.
Absolutely. So, there's a handful of people that do that, and it's funny you should say that because I did try to run for city council in my city, mm-hmm, and I was defrauded by being given false information by the city clerk, which caused me to declare in the wrong ward. I mean, it was a real brouhaha. They took me to court to try to get me off the ballot, but the judge upheld my position and my right to run. Mm-hmm. And I try to get administrative remedy from these clowns, and nobody would do anything, so I've had to sue them. And now I'm having a state, a Secretary of State's office do a criminal investigation because I believe it was a conspiracy.
Well, you know what? Keep at it. And why don't you throw out that website one more time?
Sure. Our website is citizensoftheamericanconstitution.org. Please go on and check us out, and we'd love to talk with you further sometime, Jason.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're doing a great job, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. You got it. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're online. What's up, Eric? Yes, sir.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
All right. Have you ever heard of Mark Emery?
Is he the guy up in Canada?
Yes.
And he's the what? Is he in Super Jaime?
No. That's Doug Benson.
Okay. All right. But Mark, I think I've heard of Mark Emery as well for some reason. Go ahead.
Well, Mark Emery is, he was one of the largest online cannabis seed sellers.
Okay.
Based in Canada, and he basically would sell it to the United States, and basically his thing was to overgrow the government. Mm-hmm. But he made millions and millions of dollars doing this, and he gave it all to legalization ballots and stuff like that. Like some of the biggest ones, like the one in California, was largely because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they came after him politically because he was basically challenging the establishment.
He was basically forming his own large lobby group because people were behind what he was saying and he had some capital to back it up.
Right. So the DEA wanted to extradite him and the Canadian government said no. So we went over there and we actually arrested him.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, you know what? Someone sent me that, I think, last week, but, you know, I didn't cover it just because it's the marijuana issue. And it
right,
does
right.
suck that we did go over there, it does show, again, an amalgamation between U.S. Okay. and Canadian intelligence and law enforcement, and they did just pass some kind of weird bill concerning the borders. We also covered a story about 3 weeks ago now where this person who was on an Indian tribe got into it with a DEA agent who was in plain clothes and a plain car. And he served time in Canada for the altercation, but then he was extradited to the United States, and now he's going to be serving even more time. I mean, this is a further indication to me that they are getting ready to slowly dissolve these borders, bring in, these super highways, this SPP agreement, and once again try to get rid of the sovereignty of the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and form an international government.
Absolutely. But here's what I'm asking you to do, because this guy's about to sign a plea deal and do 5 years in prison. You really need to get him on the show, like ASAP. The website is noextradition.net. You can go there, and it's all the information. Dude, you seriously need to get him on your show, man. They're going to give him 5 to 8 years.
All right, I'll look into it. Noextradition.com. I'll send my producer on it if I can remember it, Eric. Send it to me on my MySpace. Maybe I'll get through it. I think I've got like 70... messages just today I haven't gotten through. Organo in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. What's up, Organo?
Hey, I went for a seatbelt check tonight.
Seatbelt check? Oh, you mean you got a ticket for it? Or?
No. I've been wearing seatbelts before they made a law for it. It's just common sense, you know?
Yeah.
But, I live in a small town. Mm-hmm. There's like 5 cop cars there. And so, I see a couple cars in front of me. I hit the buttons, roll my windows down, turn my interior lights on, and mm-hmm. when I go up, they're like, they know, it's Scotty the cop. He's like, hey, Ed, I got all the stickers in the world on my Jeep,
Mm-hmm.
And, InfoWars, every mm-hmm. crazy sticker in the world. And they're like, but I'm Jason Burmy. I am going to make a DVD and advertise on GCN on how to... Unless you want to pick a fight with the cops because they are brainless idiots. Like Alex says, they will not hire cops that have a high IQ.
Mm-hmm. So no, that's actually true. It's not just what Alex says. It's policy. If you score too high on your IQ test, they don't want you because they say that you won't stay in law enforcement and you'll try to go somewhere else. So automatically, you're going to get a dumbed down police force. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, you got to do the Jedi mind trick. You got to keep your mouth shut. Like I said, you roll your windows, all your windows down, you turn your interior lights on, keep your mouth shut, let their brains think. As soon as you open your mouth up, it befuddles their little minds, and then they get aggressive. So I'm going to, unless you're ready to pick a fight, you got the hidden cameras or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get some cops and make a DVD with them and pick their brain and say, how just to get through these stupid checkpoints are thrown up. Totally unconstitutional, but that's where we are right now,
Mm-hmm. No, it's unfortunate. And they'll claim, this is a constitution-free zone because it's 100 miles from the border and we can have this warrantless checkpoint and you're just going to bow down, sir. And some people, like you said, get wise with the police officer or just talk to the police officer and they don't want to hear it. Like you said, you might need that Jedi mind trick. I look forward to seeing the project, Organo. Let's go to Andrew in Canada. Andrew, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man.
Good. I just want to start off by saying I have a few things to say. First of all, I'm calling on behalf of We Are Change Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this yet, but Bush and Clinton are coming to Toronto tomorrow.
Yeah, someone called in to the Alex Jones show to tell me about that. Stephen Harper is actually going to be hosting it, and CNN did report on it today, and they acted like it was a big thing. Oh, look, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton speaking together, although they have opposing viewpoints, they said they're going to keep it civil. Well, they don't really have opposing viewpoints. They don't have opposing bosses. They may have a few opposing ideas here and there, but they're on the same page. They're on the same agenda. And I really realized this when they were dedicating the Clinton Library and the entire Bush family was in the front seat hamming it up. I mean, that was a real wake-up call for me. I was just like, well, there is no doubt. I mean, these guys are in it to win it together.
Bet they are. Well, I just want to give let everybody in the Toronto area know that if they're interested, that they're at the Metro Toronto Convention Center from 3 to 6 p.m. So if anybody wants to go there, we'll be there. And secondly, I just wanted to mention, did you know that the G8 meeting next year, the summit meeting, is going to be in Ontario?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, it's going to be in Huntsville, Ontario, which is basically about 3 hours 3 hours north of Toronto.
Mm-hmm. And, well, no time like the present to really, you know, gather people and gain momentum for that next meeting. And what's the website for your chapter, We Are Change, real quick?
It's torontochange.com.
All right, thank you so much, Andrew. We're going to go to Dustin, Alyssa, Scott, and more. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after these messages. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 28th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 950.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 977.36, 488.68 for the half ounce, and 244.34 for a quarter ounce. That's 977.36, 488.68, and 244.34.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Since the beginning,
are back. It's the Info Warrior. Remember, if you miss any of this program or you just want to download the programs after you hear them, the podcast is always available the next day. I've got a new YouTube channel, YouTube/JasonJustice911. Of course, podcast always available over at Infowars.com if you missed the Alex Jones show. And then I've got a little play thing on the side where you can pick out, I think the last 3 months worth of shows and just, hey, on demand, little flash player. And, GCN also runs this show for 24-hour loops until the next one on its on-demand section, that also located on the left-hand side of the Info Warrior. All right, let's keep going to your calls. Dustin in California, you're on the air.
Hey, man, what's up? What's up, Jason? How you are? How are you?
I'm all right, brother.
Hey, man, I just wanted to talk about, like, I had sleep problems, like, about maybe, like, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you were talking about that Ambien. Well, my doctor was trying to prescribe me some sleep medication. I was like, nah, man, because I know people who take that stuff recreationally.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was, since I live in California, I can get medical marijuana, and that's, like, pretty much, like, legal under the state level. Mm-hmm. But on federal, you know, it's just pretty much, like, against the law.
Yeah, and you know what? A great film that really portrays that, you know, they've decriminalized it pretty much altogether in California. It's very hard to get in trouble, especially if you have one of these cards that's prescribed by a doctor, which is very easy to obtain. I mean, it's not difficult. And there are these shops all over the country. Well, the people of California want this. They voted it in. And the film Super High Me takes a really funny look not only at marijuana use, and really its true effects, but the federales coming in and busting a lot of these head shops up without these, you know, after the state said, no, get out of here. And I just really found it an entertaining movie. It came out last summer on DVD and in theaters. I hope people go check it out. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. My friend has it on his, like, on DirecTV, on his, like, DVR.
Mm-hmm.
He recorded it for me. You know, he was being awesome. But... well, the honest thing, I really like that movie, but, yeah, I've seen Endgame and all the other stuff. You know, I know about, like, how the New World Order is rising and how, like, Bilderberg was just, like, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really tripping me out that this stuff is really happening, yo.
Well, you know, it's time for us to put the big boy pants on. We can't act like we're a bunch of children sucking our thumbs in the fetal position. You know, I'm a grown-up. You sound like a grown-up. We may be young people, but that doesn't mean we get to pawn it off on an older generation. No, we have to act like adults. We have to get out into the streets. We have to warn our family and friends. And we have to say, hey, there is an agenda. Look at all this evidence. Why do you think the media didn't cover the Bilderberg Group? This should have been the number one media hotspot for weeks. They should have had a thing on the run-up to it during the event and then afterwards. But no, it is a true policy setting meeting of world leaders throughout, and you know, obviously think tankers out there. But you, again, when we played that earlier Bilderberg clip of Frank McKenna, you know, I really like how the host handled it and how badly McKenna handled it, because you could tell that he was extremely uncomfortable. And I like how he said, you know, modern day Illuminati. And that's what really caught him. And then he used the term. Well, have you seen it? I mean, did you?
Yeah, man, I know what you're talking about. He's just like fumbling, man. He's like, why'd you say that? Like, you know, like, what, why? Like,
and then he uses the term illuminate. You know, he can't help himself. Yeah. He uses the term. Oh, no, we're trying to illuminate the room.
I word, man. Or you can't use the T word, you know, like terrorist. Like, oh, I just said it. Oh, man. No, like, if you say, like, terrorist on a plane. Oh, crap.
All right, Dustin. Yeah, thank you for the call, brother. Let's go to Alicia in California. Alicia, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I just wanted to talk about the genetically modified Terminator seeds that have imploded third world nations' economies.
Well, forget about third world nation economies. Australia announced that they're just going to start using GMO seeds. They're going to be mixing them with the regular ones, and you don't have a choice, and no, they're not going to be marked. So it's no longer just third and second world nations that are getting these very unhealthy seeds. It's now Australia, which I would consider a first world nation.
Yeah, not just that. They've actually been caught putting salmon eggs inside potatoes to keep them preserved longer, and they're farmed basically with a lot of oil.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes your body more energy to process the food than the nutrients you actually get from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, look at Monsanto. Look at the monsters over there, and I thank you for the call, Alicia. I mean, they literally, in a program, grew live HIV virus in corn. Just type in Monsanto, live HIV, corn, and you'll find out. I'm not Johnny Nonsense. You know, I'm not Bobby Bullshiz with a Z. I'm telling you the truth. And it's unfortunate. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. And yes, I did steal that.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Got a bunch of callers, lots of anonymous. A lot of people don't want to be identified tonight on the program, don't want to make up a fake name. I'll tell you, that one anonymous call was just outstanding. Somebody who had worked in politics as kind of an aide and assistant and seen firsthand that this La Raza thing that we bring up is legitimate, is the real deal, is not conspiracy theory, and just an excellent caller. Let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line.
Yeah, a couple of quick things I wanted to get to, and just kind of continuing on this theme of evil. You talked about it the other night, Jesse Ventura on Fox and Fools the other night, giving that Brian Kilnazi, well, you know, how he slapped around Elizabeth. Well, he gave that Kilnazi a good old-fashioned country ass-whipping on that show.
Oh, he sure did. Foster.
And you notice how all of these propagandists have, along with these cops that beat up that EMT, how they all have this evil blank stare, this soulless look on their face and the blackest eyes and stuff. It's just this look of evil, you know, when they try to spread this propaganda around. You notice it's just, they all just seem to have that same emotionless look on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that that's just any coincidence.
Well, you know what, they're trained, you know, to do that. I mean, at some point, they're trained to think that they're the authority, they're in charge, they're the boss, and then as they progress, they really get this sense of power because more and more they get away with, you know, worse and worse things, more atrocious things, and it does go to people's head. If you think that you're the boss, that you're the king, that you're in charge, that you're the authority, you have the power, you have the gun, of course a lot of people are going to get out of control. And I mean that, you know, again, it hits its crescendo when it says, oh, we're going to pull over an ambulance. Oh, we're going to try to arrest an EMT who's in the back with a sick woman. I mean, it's insanity to me. And, you know, when Jones called me this morning at about 8:45, it was either 9:45 or 9:15 in the morning, and I was in my bank line, and he was telling me this. I was like, could this really be for real? I've seen the cops do some wild things, but would they really pull over an ambulance? Because, you know, I had a caller a few weeks ago, what I thought it may have been. And, you know, I know Alex is a great judge, and he probably wouldn't fall for something like this. But, you know, we had somebody call in about 3 weeks ago talking about this congressional plan for FEMA camps and martial law, and it turned out to be an Onion clip, you know, the satirical magazine and now website, or newspaper and now website. And immediately I'm like, all right, this is the Onion. We have to be a little more discerned. We have to know what's going on. But when I saw this thing, I just, you know, my eyes were rolling in the back of my head, my jaw was dropping, and thank God this guy resisted and did the right thing and stood up to the authorities. And some people are telling me, he resisted, he did the bad thing, he's a bad guy. He was the one trying to tell the son to put away the cell phone camera and just let this thing blow over because he thought this was finally at his end. You could see the frustration on the driver's face. He didn't, you know, he was just trying to get out of there. He couldn't believe this thing had even happened.
Yeah, and the second thing I wanted to get to real quick, because I believe you had mentioned it either last night or the other night when you were talking about Cindy Sheehan and about how the mainstream media started to ignore her, well, along with, I say, the so-called phony progressive media, and what really, and I don't want to say woke me up, but what really solidified how phony the so-called left-right stuff was when a couple of years ago when she wrote that letter kissing off the peace movement along with the Democratic Party, you know, how they started attacking her when she started calling out the Democrats as well as the Republicans.
Yeah, and also because all she did was I feel for too long, but, you know, she did it because she had a lot of support within that movement and within that crowd. She said, let's wait to see what they do. You know, let's see what they do when they're elected in 2006. Let's see if the Congress really holds the Bush administration's feet to the fire. Let's see if we get out of these wars. Let's see if what they said they're going to do, they're going to do. And they didn't. And what did she do? She immediately stepped up. She immediately denounced them. She came on radio talk shows like Alex Jones and talked about seeing loose change and saying, yes, that's a big possibility. And then on top of that, she did what I'm encouraging others to do out there. She went out and ran for a congressional seat. She took on Nancy Pelosi head on. And what did they do? They demonized her. They stopped covering her altogether. The left turned on her. It's just simply disgusting.
Especially them, yeah, they started calling her an attention whore, and just like you talk about patriot envy and stuff, talking about, well, why is she getting all the attention? Well, she's the one that's putting them out there. Where were all these phony progressives putting themselves out there for all of these attacks and stuff? You know, she sacrificed the marriage and her finances and stuff, and all she wanted to do was to make her son's, you know, life worth something. You know, where was the so-called phony left and all of that? So, you know, that's what really solidified just how phony this left-right stuff was for me.
All right, Scott, thank you so much for the call and the perspective, my friend. Let's go to Anonymous in Anonymousville. Yes, Anonymous?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I've called in before, but I've actually used my real name.
Okay.
But I don't want certain teachers or administration here.
Okay.
I basically wanted to go to college and then go to university.
Mm-hmm.
So I took law enforcement. I wanted to take something easy. And it is easy. I got over 90, and, you know, never did that well in high school. But I guess when you're interested in the stuff, I got over 90.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'd say, first thing they say, it's not like the movies, double tap to the middle of the chest, shoot to kill,
mm-hmm.
if you ever shoot,
mm-hmm.
which I just thought was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing is, if you get over 90% now, which I did,
mm-hmm.
they try and stick you into like another 2 years of school to basically make you administration and get you off the streets.
Okay.
So the lower students. And my teachers always said, you get 60% and still become an officer, no problem.
Wow. Well, you know, again, you know, that doesn't really shock me because, unfortunately, the military kind of has that same idea. You go in and you take the ASVAB test like I did. I mean, I did generally well in high school, but, you know, I went in pretty blind on the ASVAB test to what it was going to be.
Well, I thought I was trained for the military and not being a peace officer at all. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what my point is supposed to be. And they made me, well, they wanted to make me debate against something, against the addictions class
mm-hmm.
for needle exchange. I live up in Canada. I happen to agree
mm-hmm.
with needle exchange because, I mean, otherwise needles pile up on the street, a kid steps on it. I mean, you may have your own opinion on that.
And then, and by the way, I mean, you know, that's where the majority of the hepatitis and the HIV is really spread. It's through dirty needles and,
exactly.
and drug
and
addicts. I mean, that's the reality.
You have to go trade in your old one to get a new one,
mm-hmm.
and they're not lying all over. So, I mean, people may disagree. I know how it is. But they said as law enforcement, you have to take this side. And I took the addiction side.
Mm-hmm.
Took the addiction side, and in my opinion, we won.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a guy called about sleeping problems, and he was speaking about marijuana. Mm-hmm. I have muscle spasms, anxiety. Usually when I talk, you probably hear, if you recognize me,
mm-hmm.
I'm a lot more anxious. Get this. My doctor wanted to give me marijuana pills.
Yeah, no, those are THC pills. No, they're THC pills. Yeah, no, I know what they are. I mean, a lot of these shops that are set up in the United States, and I thank you for the call, and they feature this in the film Super High Me. I hope people check it out. You know, there are THC pills, drops, lip balm. It's not just smoking marijuana, you know. And I had somebody send me some information about THC curing cancer, and I was quite skeptical. And then I think it was Washington Post, Washington Journal, THC cures cancer in mice and rats. And I looked at it, and there was the study, and it was very interesting, and I'd like to learn more. So you got to wonder, you know, I've heard the conspiracy theory or the theory. I shouldn't call it a conspiracy theory. The theory out there that marijuana is actually manna in the Bible. Obviously, you can have hemp. It can make a lot of things. Henry Ford made an entire car out of hemp back in the 19, I think. It was in the teens. But you can watch that video on YouTube. It's incredible. You're like, oh, my God, this is a 100% hemp car, and I'm not watching cheap Cheech and Chong for a cheap joke. This is the real deal. It's no wonder they don't want marijuana in this country. They don't want hemp in this country. Forget about the paper industry and the Hearst conspiracy, which is true. I mean, Hearst did want to nix out hemp because it was his main competitor for the paper mills when the main source of information, of course, were books and newspapers. You know, that was one of the main reasons for outlawing it. But on top of that, they don't want to make it available today because of all its benefits. All right, let's go to Dan in California. Dan, you're online.
It's actually Dan in Canada.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. They gave me the CA. What's up?
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. I called. I have two quick ones really quick for you. I called the first time it was on your show about a month ago. I called about Health Canada talking about bisphenol A in canned pop. They also said that you would have to drink about 600 cans to do any damage to you. And what bisphenol A is, it's an estrogen mimic Like it mimics estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And, sorry, I'm a little bit, I'm sort of taken right now. One thing I heard today was our federal government said that they were going to privatize, and they are going to privatize all of the interests in all of the nuclear reactors in Canada, which means that they're going to take them from the Crown corporations and actually give them to foreign countries.
That's interesting. What foreign countries are they planning on doing that? Is that going to be us? Is that going to be, you know, Western nations, Europe? Well, what's the deal?
They said nothing about who they were giving them to. They just said that they're going to be through foreign countries and giving the ownership of these nuclear reactors to other countries.
Well, that's probably another way to bring in not only a North American Union, but again, a new world order, a global governing body, more power to the United Nations. It's going to definitely be UN-friendly nations. It'll probably be European nations and possibly people within the United States. That's the only motivation that I can really see behind that. I thank you for the call, Dan. Let's go to Brianna in Wisconsin. Brianna, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, Brianna. Yes.
Hi, Jason. I have a couple, three different things that I was wondering about. First, mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you guys heard about the, UW-Wisconsin is refusing to treat developmentally disabled people.
Did not see that.
Yeah, they're refusing to treat people. And it kind of bothered me because my nephew, he passed away a couple of years, like just over 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and he had cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, they're refusing to treat people with developmental disabilities.
Very Nazi-esque, telling them that they're less than human. Very disgusting.
Right. Another thing was, I'm wondering about the Sotomayor thing. My sister was reading on TeamShelby.com that she said basically that the right to bear arms should only be up to the states.
Well, let me read it for you right here. She wrote a whole book on it. And it's called Deadly Obsession, American Gun Culture. Right there, she's demonizing weapons. In this text, the student Sotomayor explained that the Second Amendment to the Constitution did not actually afford individual citizens the right to bear arms, but only duly conferred organizations like the military. Instead of making guns illegal, she argues they have been illegal for individuals to own since the passing of the Bill of Rights. So is she a gun grabber? You better believe it. We want to get that full text. We want to get Deadly Obsession, American Gun Culture, so we can really read it and go over it. This woman is a nightmare. She is a true racist. She's a member of La Raza. She's openly stated that somehow a Latina woman would be better than a white man. Again, judge somebody on the content of their character, on the fruits of their labor, not on the color of their skin. There's no way to tell that a Latina woman is going to be better than a white man is going to be better than a black man, or a black man is going to be better than an Ecuadorian man, or an Ecuadorian man is going to be better than an Australian man. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I agree. The last thing that I had a question about, because I've only been listening to you and Alex Jones for the last few weeks,
mm-hmm.
and I've been scared out of my mind, really. And to be honest, I'm a felon now,
mm-hmm.
And I'm raising two kids. I mm-hmm. just enrolled in online university,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty freaked out that I might not be able to finish this and provide a this college and be able to provide a better life for me and my kids.
Well, the bottom line is don't back down. Keep working towards a goal. You know, I talked about the law of attraction earlier. If you want to do better for your children, if you want this degree, if you have a career in mind, you need to set that goal and work towards it. Don't let this stuff come too far into the foreground. I'm not saying put it into the background. I'm saying educate yourself, educate those around you. When I first came across this information, especially because most of it was 9/11 related because it was back in 2002 and 2003, I had that same reaction. I was losing sleep, waking up sweaty at night, thinking to myself, what could I do? Having nightmares. You've got to get over the fear and realize knowing this stuff is actually putting you in a better position because you do have children. And you'll know when they come home and say, mommy, mommy, they tried to give me the DNA test, or mommy, mommy, they tried to give me the swine flu shot, that you can say no to these things and really protect your children. So, you got to look at it in the empowering angle. Remember, information, just like anything else, just like technology, can be used to empower or enslave. Everything is a dual-edged sword there, so you really have to flip the switch and flip the script. I thank you for the call, Brianna. Let's go to Ted. You got it. Ted in Texas. You're on the line. Yes, Ted.
Okay.
thank you for taking my call.
I really enjoy
your show. So I know you like Nine Inch Nails because I hear it in your bumper music.
You better believe it.
So I went up to the Ninja Tour in Phoenix.
These guys went here, and I didn't even know about it till the day of. You know who was the opener? I don't know if you got to see it. Street Sweeper Social Club is Tom Morello's new side project with the member of the Coup, and already the conspiracy theories are flying around because the Coup put out that album before 9/11 where they're blowing up the Twin Towers. But if you haven't seen the Coup cover, you need to see the Coup cover. But it's the main rapper from the Coup and Tom Morello, and there's like four tracks out there called Clap for the Killers and 100 Little Curses. We're going to put it into rotation in the next 2 weeks, but I think they are awesome, and they are like one of the coolest new projects out there. And I'm sad to see that Trent Reznor is saying this is his final tour. I know he's going to be working on a project called a miniseries based on his album Year Zero called The Same.
Yeah.
And this is a track right here from Nine Inch Nails in Year Zero. We're going to come back to you. We can talk about it on the other side, Ted. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Remember, you missed any of this. The podcast is on the left-hand side. It's on demand for another 24 hours. You can check the behind-the-scenes Jaren and Hooge action over at youtube.com/JasonJustice911. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org. And ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping. It wasn't if I could've made a life different.
We are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior. We're talking Nine Inch Nails with Ted in Texas. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, thanks, man. So I went up to, I saw him at the Irwin Center. It was wonderful. But I went up to Phoenix to see him at the, I don't want to say where it was, whatever, you know, outdoor place up there. And I'm partying in the parking lot, you know, getting ready to go into the show. And it was a beautiful sunset. Arizona has great sunsets. So
no, Arizona's awesome, man. Phoenix and Scottsdale, I spent a week out there back in 2005 and really fell in love with the place.
So, you know, I'm sitting there checking out, and I look up in the sky, and lo and behold, there's a jet going over. And all of a sudden, it kicks in, man. It was like sunset. It was like ink coming out of the back of this jet flying way over up in the sky. And it was thick and heavy, you know, the sun, it wasn't shining through the sunset. And I was like, ugh, that's gross. Kind of gave me a little, you know, sick to the stomach kind of feeling. I was like, ugh. Anyway, I'm not saying they'd, you know, try to bomb on a Nine Inch Nails concert or anything. Arizona Skywatch. I've heard you talk about California Skywatch. There's also an ArizonaSkywatch.com thing. Anyway. It was wild.
Look, geoengineering is a reality. You know, they're openly coming out with it with this administration. They're saying they may shoot pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun's rays to protect us from global warming. It's already happening, and guess what? It ain't to protect us from global warming. It's to block the sun's rays. Without the sun's rays, crops don't grow as well. You don't get as much vitamin D. The sun is vital to life. That's why people used to worship it. We need the sun. And, you know, this really parrots what's in all these CFR documents from the late 80s into the early 90s and even more recently all amalgamated into these projects by the CFR. And now the administration just comes out and says it. I mean, you know, people got to get hip to it. I really like what Rosalind Peterson has done. I wasn't aware about the Arizona Skywatch, but these need to start popping up all over. I thank you for the call, Ted. I got to jump. Let's go to Sean in Minneapolis. Sean, you're on the line.
Hi, hello, Jason. I heard about 2 or 3 minutes of you when you were interviewing Lou Rockwell earlier today, and I have high regards for Rockwell. In fact, I go to his website frequently, but there's one thing that he said that I do disagree with him on, and that's when he was talking about the metallic standard, because if the metallic standard being silver, gold, copper, whatever the heck, was really as great as it's made out to be, then how come every depression, every economic depression that has ever occurred in a Western country, America, Britain, Australia, anywhere else, these countries were on the gold standard at that time. The first depression in America that happened, for example, in the 1930s.
That's
America
true, but I can't necessarily say, I mean, that was very engineered. Anybody that knows anything about that, you know, there was a handful of people that made it look like they were going to get out of the market altogether. It caused a panic, and then they bought everything up for pennies on the dollar. I can't really blame that on the gold standard or, you know, precious metals in general. I'll say this, you know, Webster Tarpley has a hugely opposing viewpoint and believes that the currency should be fiat, but fiat that is overviewed. And that's not the company fiat, but a fiat currency without a silver or gold standard backing. You know, there are opposing viewpoints on this. Ron Paul's and Lou Rockwell's is obviously of the Austrian school. And, you know, Tarpley's to me is a little bit more of a socialist perspective. Maybe there's a happy middle ground. All I know is that I agree with Lou Rockwell. Number one, that, precious metals have retained their value for over 6,000 years. And number two, the Federal Reserve is incredibly corrupt and needs to be audited and really just taken down. It needs to be eviscerated. We need to find another system out there if we want to have our sovereignty. I thank you for the call, Sean. I'm sorry I couldn't get to Steven, Zsa and others. It's the InfoWar. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 to midnight. Don't forget, I'm hosting the Alex Jones Show, 11 to 3 Central Time. God bless you all.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.